You're listening to Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Thomas III.
We're them damn Indians. So much craziness. Craziness has gone on just, I mean, since this COVID started. I mean, we've seen a lot of people get really creative, and some people try to cut their own hair, and like, that's a thing now.
A lot of DIY stuff going on.
A lot of DIY, a lot of, people, just...
Working around the house.
Yeah, trying to entertain themselves and trying to just not go crazy during this time. But I still think it is a time to exercise some caution.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about the curfews. Because the curfews, to me... I think the curfews reflect the kind of communities that you have, because leadership, you just like the other day, they're like, well, there's a curfew in 15 minutes. Since when? And now it's like, okay, well, we're going to be under curfew from this time to this time for the next 4 days or whatever. That's okay, I guess. But weren't y'all the ones that were just trying to get out and like?
Well, I thought the martial law and the Sharia law and all the attack on personal liberties and all that was gonna come when Obama was president. Wasn't that what he was gonna do? It was gonna be all the the tyranny and the attack on American freedom. And now they're backing the exact same thing from the other side. I don't understand it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like one week, it's like, hey, the police can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me to social distance. You can't tell me to wear a mask. What, you're going to arrest me because I have exposed my kids to this virus? And now it's, hey, you got to do what the police say, man. They can do whatever you want to if you break your curfew. So it's like, wait a minute, Karen, Tammy.
Privilege is thinking that it's okay to protest whenever you're inconvenienced, having to stay home for too long. God forbid people have to stay in their house, like, what? But it's not okay to protest when another unarmed person is killed by the police.
Oh, that was just a black dude who got everything he deserves. He should have just done what the police said.
Yeah.
Like, he should have complied and, not provoked those four officers from murdering him in broad daylight in the streets in front of everybody.
Well, there was another one, too. One that was keeping the crowd back. So, really, you got five altogether.
One of the officers actually left town. Like, his lawyer released a statement, the Asian one, that was just, like, standing there, looking around. Yeah, he left Minneapolis. Which, I mean, do you leave right before you get those charges? I mean, and as for the charges, like, the Minnesota Attorney General has taken that over now. So...
I mean, If you know that you've committed a crime and you leave the state, is that another crime on top of that? I mean, doesn't that make it like a federal crime?
He hadn't been charged with anything, I don't think. As long as he's not been charged with anything,
yeah,
I don't think it
matters. There was a couple girls down in Florida who was vandalizing Derek Chauvin's other home that he has in Central Florida.
He has a beach house.
That's
like
where he's
a
at,
cop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got that kind of money. Cop money. Yeah. But they got arrested.
That's
they were
a
vandalizing
lot.
his property in Florida.
That's crazy when you think about public servants. Because teachers are public servants.
Yeah.
Teachers are paid by taxpayers. How many teachers do you know have like a second home
nobody,
in Central Florida?
Nobody cares enough about their kids' grades to bribe teachers, I don't think so.
only if their kid happens to like rape an unconscious girl.
Yeah, or maybe if they got, you know, a chance at a college scholarship or something like yeah, there's some bribery going on there, but you know. It's
as
not,
we have seen.
It's not as as widespread as you know, as a little extra here and there that cops can come into, you know, especially a crooked cop who can shake down whoever he wants, take money, drugs, you know, that kind of stuff. You know how it is. Turn your body cam off and keep whatever, or you know, I've heard it all. You know, guys that got busted with 14 pounds and got charged with 7 didn't make their charges any different, whatever, you know, but
yeah. But somebody's got the good stuff at a party somewhere. Because I'm here to tell you, years and years and years and years ago. Yeah. I smoked
weed. You were at one of those parties?
I was at one of those parties. And I smoked weed with cops. And guess what?
Some confiscated weed.
That's some confiscated weed. Because at the time, you know, of course, it's... Nobody, like, legalization in Colorado was literally a pipe dream. Like, the hippies in California were just now starting
the
conversation.
I think medical weed got legal in California in the late 90s.
In like 98?
Yeah, 98.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, this was about, it's like I said, this is when the hippies in California were just now rumbling about legalizing and things like that.
They were actually winning some fights.
So, yeah, so I mean, those were the days where you actually had to go and score and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know about you, but anybody who smokes weed, you really don't want to go anywhere where you can't be like stoned or where they're not cool, as they say. And one of the few places that you ever think that they're going to be cool at is a cop party in Cleveland County in the late 90s. That is absolutely not a place where you think that you're going to have some of the best weed you've ever smoked, ever.
Oh, you should expect that, actually.
I didn't. That's how naive I was. I didn't know.
I would have more expected the really good coke. That must have been in a different room. They probably didn't take you in that room.
No.
You didn't even realize that was going on.
I'm that square. Like, hey, man, keep your girl out of this room. She'll try to call the cops.
Yeah. They were, like, doing it right in front of you, and you didn't even realize,
like sniffing it off a bullet.
Yeah, these guys have cold. Yeah, they're sniffing a little lot.
See, now I have to think back at what I do remember about that party. Because it was a lot of fun.
Some wild
stuff was fun.
Going on.
It was a lot of fun. They were.
Those are the perfect times to do people watching. Like, just sit on the couch and just watch. Like, you can see... humans in their natural environment. Whenever humans get drunk, especially humans in power, and I mean, yeah, that's a dangerous situation for me to be in, though. I mean, it's different as a woman, but as a brown man, nah, I'm staying the hell away from that part. As soon as I see one of them buzz cuts, you know that buzz cut that, you know, Jim Carrey
half the party had it. So
that haircut that Jim Carrey had, me, myself, and Irene.
That one.
Yeah, that's the one that as soon as I see that haircut, that's one of those signs. You know, it's like a Confederate flag on the wall. You know, there are things that you can see when you come in where you're like, ooh,
I wish I could tell young, naive me to do that, but I didn't. But I didn't. I wasn't paying attention to
that. Maybe shouldn't be in this party, you know? But you live and you learn.
That's
the whole thing over the years, you realize there are little things like that you can pick up on that you can be like, you know what? This might not be a good situation for me to be in.
Well, now that I'm older... But, you know, I was dating a cop and, you know, you go to that party.
Oh, shit. He probably felt invincible anyway. I mean, dating a cop, he can get away with whatever. I mean, y'all could have went joyriding and shooting black folks and it would have been cool.
I would never do that. I would joyride with the siren on, however. I wouldn't shoot anybody. But I'd drive the hell out of that car with the siren and the lights going. Yeah.
So there's limits. There's limits to the privilege that you will exercise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not killing anybody like that. No way.
I don't even think that I could mentally ride around in a cop car. Like, I don't, I mean, unless I stole it, maybe.
Then you drive it like you stole. That's what I'm saying.
But I just don't think, like, I mean, as, I don't know, there'd be a mental block there where I'm like, I need to get away. Like, I need to go somewhere.
Like, I don't want to even want to be in this car. Like, I don't even want to be in the driver's seat in this car. Like,
really? Like, that's the type. No, I mean, there's a deep trauma there. Like, that's something.
All the more reason to conquer your fear. Like, we're ever going to find some law enforcement agency to, like, let us drive one of their cars at will, which we're totally willing to do that. If there's somebody, if there's a law enforcement agency out there that wants to do, like, a PSA or some kind of safety thing, we're your Indians. Just as long as nobody gets in trouble.
I don't know if I can drive a cop car.
As long as everybody's got immunity around here. I mean... As long as all the appropriate paperwork has been signed, I don't see why that's anybody's got to go to jail after it.
That's always important. Make sure that paperwork is signed, kids.
We have attorneys who can look it over. I'm just saying, I would be open to that. Thomas, not so much, but yeah, Thomas isn't a thrill seeker.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to drive no cop car.
It's like I said, if I obtain the appropriate permissions, then I'm doing it.
I'd have to be talked into this. This would be something.
Would you ride shotgun with me then? If I'm driving the cop car, would you do that?
We'll see.
That's even less appealing. That's less appealing than driving.
This is kind of... We're going to have to see. I mean, when this imaginary thing takes place.
This
theoretical happening, we'll see.
Oh, man. That would be so much fun. So it's like I said, I'm open to it. I don't care what agency it is. You could be BIA, OHP. I don't think the Chickasha Police Department would let me do it. But hey, if y'all are open to it, so am I. Grady County. I don't want to end up in the shady Grady. So
yeah. Whoever's down.
Yeah, whoever's down. DOT. You know what? I'll drive the hell out of one of those DOT cars. They got lights.
How about one of those cars, one of those trucks that has the railroad wheels on it? I'll drive one of those. Was that a DOT truck?
We're wholly open to operating heavy machinery too on ODOT's dime.
Oh yeah.
So we're open to that too.
I've operated Bobcats before. Yeah.
But not to any positive end. Please understand this. This will only be an exercise in destruction. So we'll have the appropriate paperwork signed. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rye, I don't even remember what we were talking about at first, but we're hilarious nonetheless, and make sure that if you miss any of our shows or any of our conversations on this show, you can catch up with those wherever you get your podcasts. We're Indigenous, we're independent, and we are them damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.